The Arts Weekend's happening, and how many weeks away is it?
We're 3 weeks away from the Arts Weekend.
So when was the last one?
It was actually 2 years ago, Labor Weekend 2 years ago. So we haven't had an Arts Weekend for 2 years now.
And that would have been between some lockdowns.
Yeah.
When we had that happy time when the rest of the world was locked down and we weren't.
That's right. So we've actually had three postponements in 2 years. And actually two of the postponements have been immediately after we opened the preview exhibition.
Oh.
So
and that's opening was opening in the next
tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, so tell us about that, because it's like a double opening in a way.
Yes,
isn't it?
It is. So tonight is the exclusive sort of preview exhibition opening night for the artists.
Yes.
And their friends and families and, you know, yeah, close clients. And so that's just the initial sort of opening, and then it's opening to everybody tomorrow morning.
Okay, just from 10 when the doors open normally?
Yep, 10 until 2 every day. It's going to be open on the weekends too.
Okay, well, all the rally people might be in town. They might wander around.
Exactly.
I don't know, is there much overlap between rally fans and art fans?
I'm hoping so. You know, rallies, fast cars, expensive.
Oh, right. That's the overlap.
People with a bit more
people are
spending power, I'm hoping.
Yeah. I know there's some local people keen to see the rally as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fantastic. I was delighted to see that there was crossover there. And we've actually been pushing loads of our signage and things up earlier.
Yeah.
Just to sort of capitalize on so many eyeballs. It's awesome.
Yeah, and we noticed this weekend just gone. I guess it was a holiday weekend, but there were a lot of people in town. So
yeah, it was busy.
That busy summer thing is happening. I know some people went, I just like the town to be for me or myself. But I know that all the people who earn their money from this kind of tourist-related stuff, they do need it. They need the summer. They need a good summer.
Well, I'm kind of hoping that, you know, people might want to break from all the noise and, you know, just head into the preview exhibition and have a little wander in the quietness and maybe snap up an artwork or two. That would be awesome.
Yep, that's down Stuart Street, folks, the Old School Arts Centre.
Yep.
And what will they see there at this exhibition?
They are going to see one or two artworks from each of the exhibiting artists from RAW this year. And then we've also got some 300 by 300s for sale. And those include some artists that aren't actually in the Arts Weekend this year.
Oh.
And the reason is funding. We're trying to raise funds. We need to sell art, basically, because the funds from the artworks go to the artists, and then there's a small commission that we take towards running Bragdon Arts Weekend. And we haven't received all our grants. So 2 days ago, we found out that the grant for the preview exhibition didn't come through. So, so we really do need to sell artworks, basically.
I think a lot of some of the grant funding has been diverted to kind of COVID-related stuff over the last couple of years.
Yep, that's right.
I've heard that from other organisations as well.
Yeah.
But if you sell some art,
it
might be all right.
I think we'll be okay. There's quite a conservative budget that was put together. So
maybe all the people who normally buy art have been deprived of the opportunity to buy art over the last 2 years.
Exactly.
And so they'll be chomping at the bit.
Exactly. Well, that's what we saw when we had the first postponement. It was postponed from Easter to Labor Weekend, and there was really good sales.
Yeah.
But everyone had just been in lockdown and came out, and there was that feeling that we were all free and before we all got slammed again. But yeah, there were some good sales over that Labor Weekend, so I'm really hoping we see that again this year.
Yeah, that would be good. So to every single artist who's in it, plus a few others, are there some who, because I know there were some who had to drop out because of the postponement, didn't work out for
them? We've had six, unfortunately, that, you know, a lot of things happen in 2 years. So there's six that aren't taking part, but their artwork will be in the preview exhibition. So, you can still check them out online and see what you know, you're interested in. I saw the preview exhibition yesterday. Mm. Jane Galloway was hanging it, and it looks awesome. I'm always blown away at the standard of art in Raglan.
Mm,
yeah, I think it looks really good.
Does it all fit in the one exhibition room?
Yes, it's in the gallery. Yeah, with some magic wizardry to fit all the pieces in.
So how many artists overall in there?
36. There's 36 that'll be on the weekend, but in there there's probably close to about 45.
Okay. Yeah, that's yeah. I just go along just to see how they all fit in, really.
Yeah,
because you're saying there's two pieces of art for each artist.
We usually have a show work piece and a 300 by 300. But because this is the third preview exhibition for this particular arts weekend,
We've
just given the artists the choice whether they want to supply two or one. So it's a bit of a mix.
Okay, all right.
Some have supplied two, some have supplied one. But it looks beautiful. And there's a really good mix. So we've got, you know, silks, we've got ceramics, obviously paintings, lots of mixed media, sculpture, you know, across lots of different materials, you know, woods. Yeah. And it looks beautiful.
Do you know who the new artists are that haven't been in before?
We've got about 11 new artists.
Okay.
When we say new, it's not necessarily new to the Arts Weekend, but new to this year. So some of them have been in the past and have made a comeback. So one of those would be Jean Carbon, who I'm quite excited to go and see.
Yeah.
You know, she's got her 5-meter scarves hanging from the redwoods. You know, it's a beautiful installation as you walk up to her place.
That would be worth going just for the kind of that's a very cinematic experience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's new to me actually in terms of the Arts Weekend. She hasn't been in any of the Arts Weekends I've been working on. So yeah, I'm very keen to go and see her.
And she's doing an artist talk as well. I don't know whether it's next month or the month after, sometime before the end of the year.
After the Arts Weekend.
Yeah. She'll be very exhausted. No, Jean never gets exhausted, I'm sure.
Yeah, so she'd be a good one. The other one I would go and see is Mary Spackerpan. She's on the front cover of the brochure.
Okay.
She's in Little Hill Studios with Wanda Barker up on Hills Road.
Yes.
Gorgeous little studio.
So this is painting?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I'm looking at a small... You put the logo over there. Piece of art. So just the front.
Yeah, that's. I would definitely go and see her.
How many arts guides are there? How many were printed off?
I think originally it was 5,000.
Did you have to put a sticker saying the new dates on every single one of them?
Yes.
I was just looking at that and I could feel it under my thumb. I was like, somebody had a fun job.
Yeah, it looks good though, hey?
Yeah, it definitely works. And that's far cheaper than printing a whole new book.
Absolutely, yeah. We had some of the local guys do that. Mafia Designs designed it.
Thank you.
It looks good. Who else would I see? Tessa Skerman. She's out in Tamata. So Tessa has a very interesting technique of she paints and then slices up the work and then recreates it.
Okay.
So it creates quite an intriguing way to look at her paintings.
I noticed there's quite a few. There's a couple of people in Tamata, someone at the Tamata Turnoff and someone on
Mangatawhiri
Road.
You've got Dr. Airbrush.
Is he on the intersection?
He's on the intersection.
State Highway 23, yeah.
A little bit further, you've got Ministry of Wood, also a really good one to go and check out. That's Roger.
Roger Woolston. Yeah.
With his wooden sculptures. And then a little bit further is Tessa. But that journey just to Tessa is only 4 minutes. You know, it looks quite long on the map, but it's actually only a 4-minute drive to get to Tessa.
Oh, from there?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not, Tamata's not far.
Yeah, and then you've got Catherine as the rolling leaf. So she works with a sort of different bits of like leaves and different parts of nature and rolls them into fabrics.
Oh, yeah, I was talking to her at the market the other day. Yeah.
That's right, she does a creative market.
Yeah, yeah. So you can actually buy those at the market.
But. Yeah, she's one of our new artists too. And there's like Sara Gui, who's got photography. Really loving her work. It feels very relaxing and she seems to really capture the mood in her shots.
Yes, yeah.
And Diana Wells, her stuff is awesome. It's like bold, bright, abstract, symbolic, lots of mixed media. Hard to explain, but she's another one of our new artists.
Okay, I can see. I'm just looking through the book as you're talking. I'm looking at the square inch of the image that you can fit in the book.
Yeah, it's hard to give a taste in the brochure.
Yeah, so where can people look like online if they want to check out? There's a website, eh?
Our website is great. It's just been redone. So every artist has their own profile page with some examples of their work, and then you can link from our page to their websites. So yeah, I'd encourage everyone to go and have a look at that. That's raglanartsweekend.nz.
Yeah, we've got that up around here.
So under the artists tab, you're able to actually just scroll down through each artist. There's also a list of the changes that have been made. There's the six artists there that aren't participating, plus there's a couple of address changes. As you can imagine, 2 years passed, like things change, so, things move on.
So some of them, like in the actual book, the address is actually going to be
two of them in
revised.
Particular. Yes.
Is it in here, or are the people going to have to like...
On that sticker on the front page, you can see it says go to the website to see the changes. So you'll
see website for studio changes. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So it's just under that artists tab. There's only two studio address changes, and then six artists that aren't participating. But also, if you're confused and you need a bit of guidance, it's another reason to go to the preview exhibition. You know, that preview exhibition is a great way to actually plan your weekend, because we have quite a lot of artists now, so it's quite a good idea to plan who you want to go and see so that you get the most out of your day. So if you head down to the preview exhibition, you'll be able to have a look at what grabs your attention, and you'll be able to see a map and speak to someone about, you know, what changes there are.
Yeah.
And just maybe get a bit of guidance on how to actually plan that route.
And actually on the weekend, that'll be a way to do it really, is to go to the old school first and get all the up-to-date info. And there's three artists there, do I see, at the old school this time?
There's going to be two. So that's...
Oh, that's one of the ones that pulled out.
Yeah,
okay.
That's one of the ones that aren't going to be there. But
does the preview exhibition stay...
Yes, the preview exhibition is open from tomorrow for everybody, from 10 until 2, right through until the 24th of October, which is the last day of the arts weekend.
Okay, and just because it's been done before, but so long ago, is there anything happening other than just some art at the old school on the arts weekend?
No, other than the two exhibiting artists and... the actual art. There won't be anything else. We were going to have a food market, and Workshop Brewery was sponsoring that.
Yeah.
But Matt's about to have a baby. Well, not him, but his wife.
Yeah.
And as I say, you know, like 2 years, so much stuff happens. A lot of life-changing moments are happening in people's lives. And actually for the artists, a big shout-out to them, because some of them have gone through really big things. And to then find the energy again to do this again after stop, start. Yeah. It has been quite hard for a few of them.
They must have had all this stuff ready just about for, you know, because you said twice it was postponed after you'd opened the preview exhibition.
I think that's the case for some of them, but others have cycled through all of that and have had to produce new work.
Which is
a good problem.
That's a good problem to have if people kept buying it anyway, even though they didn't have the arts weekend. So the website, folks, I'm just looking at that, and we've got load more. We've got lots of artists. There we go, a picture of the artists sometimes and their work. And if we go to, I'm just like experimenting by going, there we go, it's a bigger picture there and more pictures. Okay, yeah. So you get a much better idea.
Yeah.
And that's everything's up to date on there.
Yeah, you've got everything you need there. If the Arts Weekend is new to you, I would definitely recommend popping into the preview exhibition, grabbing a brochure, which you can get either from the old school or from the iHub, or any of the cafes in town. There's quite a lot of brochures around town at the moment. And then hop onto the website and just see what grabs your fancy. If you're still a bit confused, give me a call or drop me an email. I could definitely direct you depending on what your preferences are.
So there's a contacts thing on the website as well.
Yeah, all my details are there. So I'd be happy to talk through with you guys. You know, if you need some guidance.
You've been advertising. I know you always get people from out of town doing the advertising around the North Island, I guess.
Yes, so the brochures get distributed all around the North Island. We just had a piece in New Zealand Herald a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, that's good.
I'm expecting Waikato Times this week. And some of the other local papers. So yeah, there's been quite a lot of PR and promotion because it's been so stop start. you know, we've just had to get the word out there again.
Yes.
That it is actually happening. Yeah. But the word must be getting out, because this year, for the first time, I'm getting quite a few phone calls from just punters from outside of Raglan.
Yeah.
Asking, you know, are there any workshops being held, and, you know, who do I recommend if they're, you know, for pottery.
They want workshops as well as to see art.
Well, I think that's something we might do in the future.
If people are asking for it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's always been part of the plan. First, sort out, you know, all the promotional stuff, you know, so get the website really looking good. This year we've got these really cool flags, which really show who are the participating artists.
Okay, so you'll see that as you drive around.
You'll see that as you drive around. Really cool flags. So we're just trying to make the experience quite clear for visitors coming in, what is part of the Arts Weekend. And then I think the next phase for us would be making it more experiential. So what workshops can we organize? What talks can we organize? Is there any sort of, you know, installations we could do? I had a really nice chat with Rangatahi last week about doing something there perhaps in a few years' time, a walkthrough sculpture trail.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, I think there's possibilities and opportunities. Yeah.
Once you get this one done, everything's back on track.
Let's just hope it doesn't get canned after the preview exhibition.
I can't see it happening. Not now. Mostly, if for nothing else, it's bad for the government's vote.
Yeah, true.
So if nothing else, that'll keep you all right, I reckon. Yeah. Hey, folks, I've been talking to Nikki from the Raglan Arts Weekend, your main organiser in the Old School, and thank you for coming in.
Oh, thanks for
having
us.
Good luck with the opening tonight and the public opening tomorrow, Friday, 10 o'clock. Folks, you can go in all the way through to the Arts Weekend, and including the Arts Weekend at the Old School. People can see the preview exhibition that's got at least one piece of work by every artist who's involved, and a few extras.
Yeah. And we'd love to have you there. So, yeah, come on down.